Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. To begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no.
an advertising agency? Thank you. Just a moment, please. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm gonna vote.
And is that a definitely, very likely, or somewhat?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered? That was Democrat?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
In Latin. Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and
55?
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Is it inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life and growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, flooding and sea level rise, and environmental resiliency?
Traffic.
Traffic, thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? I will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably
definitely.
Vote for the definitely for which one?
Yes. For which Democrat.
Democrat. Definitely for Democratic candidate. Thank you. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Joe Sanchez.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Carroyo.
No. Not favorable at all.
So very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
No.
Is it very unfavorable or somewhat?
No. No, none.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Yes, very.
Thank you. Then we have Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Very unfavorable.
Then we have Daniela Levin Cava.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
And is it somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Miguel Soliman.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Vicky Lopez.
No.
Is it very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then
very
we have
yes.
a Fabian Basile. Or Basabe. Sorry.
Very affable.
Then we have Francis Warren.
No. Very unfavorable.
Then we have Maria Elvira Salazar.
Very unfavorable.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Who?
Alfonso Alfie Leon or Leon.
Yes, favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Then
very,
we have
very favorable.
Then we have Carlos Jimenez.
Very unfavorable.
Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one is Eileen Higgins.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carroyo or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Tough one there. Alfie Leon.
Alfie?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, you will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, or if each would make no difference, you could indicate so as well. The first one is, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordable crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Hearing this, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election?
Makes no difference.
Yes?
I said it makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. The next one is, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. The next one is, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Huh?
During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. So hearing this, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely? So
no, it doesn't make me, no difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. The next one is, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Okay. I will try once again.